Hey guys, Tim Riddle here. Welcome to the Discover Blind Spots podcast, where we believe what you don't see can actually hurt you. And today, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. I spent the day with Michael Hyatt in his 5 days to your best year ever live event talking about goals. And if you followed my social media over the past couple of days, you know that I mentioned, actually yesterday, I guess, depending on when you watched it, that I was going to recap the next 3 days. So we're here 3 days, not five. We're cramming 5 days into three. But 5 days are your best year ever. And before I jump into today, I thought I'd talk a little bit about this idea of New Year's resolutions and goals. Obviously, this time of year, we're thinking New Year's resolutions. And we're probably thinking goals as well, but a lot of people are thinking New Year's resolutions. And I've never been a big New Year's resolution guy. I've set New Year's resolutions, so I've done that, no question. But I've failed at them just like everybody else. Or a lot of people. If you haven't failed, good for you. But the statistics say that the majority of us run out of gas pretty soon with New Year's resolutions. To me, the difference is New Year's resolutions is about something we want to start or stop doing, whereas a goal is something that is part of a destination that we want to reach, we want to achieve, we want to get to a destination through a plan that we lay out. So that's, I love goals. I love setting goals, and I love trying to reach those goals. But I have to confess something to you. I fall into the trap of allowing those goals to stay in my head and not writing them down. Now, unless it's a strategic plan or something like that where you're writing it out, but they've stayed in my head, and maybe that's why this year started this new business, Discover Blind Spots, where we try to help leaders uncover the blind spots in their organizations. And starting that, I felt like it's a new year, it's a new beginning, that maybe I need to go and start writing these down. And so that's why I'm here. Now today, before I jump into the nitty-gritty of today, let me share with you a couple of foundational principles that Michael Hyatt talked about. First of all, when you look at your life and when you think about goals, but when you look at your life, there are really 10 domains that surround your life that goals could fall into. And here they are. First of all, spiritual. Second, intellectual. Third, emotional. Fourth, physical. Next is marital. Next is parental, you know, if you're married or a parent. Next is social, which relates to, you know, our relationships with others. Vocational, our job. Avocational, which is our hobbies that we might have. And then finally is financial. So those are the 10 domains. Now, what we usually do a lot of times is we think, I'm going to set some goals. So we pick one area, and we write out a few goals. And you can do that, but what Michael Hyatt would say is that might be a very narrow-minded focus, one-dimensional focus, and most likely those other domains are going to, because they're not getting any attention, it may cause you to have a distraction, or they may compete against each other, which wouldn't allow you to be successful. Now, you don't have to set goals in all of those areas. I mean, you know, you don't actually have to do that. But if you don't want to set goals in just one area. For me, I'll probably end up in about 7 or 8 of those 10 domains that I'm going to set. I haven't written them out. Yeah, I've written a draft of them. but I haven't finalized them yet. And I think there are probably seven or eight of those domains. So if you're wondering, here's a little thing. If you're wondering, hey, how would I know which domain and which ones am I doing okay in, which ones am I struggling in? Here's a website that you can go to that actually it's a link that Michael Hyatt has. It's an inventory you can take. It's very quick. Go to bestyearever.me/lifescore. bestyearever.me/lifescore. It's free. And you'll immediately get a nice little chart that'll show you your all those 10 domains based on the questions you answer, the answers to your questions. And it'll tell you which ones that you're struggling with and which ones you're okay with. So it might tell you that, hey, these that I'm struggling with might be an area that would be good for me to think about some goals in those areas. So that was kind of a good starting point. Today, there were two areas we focused on. Again, setting some background. We didn't write goals today. I think we do that tomorrow. But two areas that were really helpful, profoundly helpful, I think, when you dig into it, when you get below the surface. The first one is called limiting beliefs. So limiting beliefs, beliefs that we have that are limiting our ability to dream big, to set goals that are would stretch us. And so here are a couple of bullets, three things to think about when it comes to limiting beliefs. First of all, your beliefs shape your reality. Your beliefs shape your reality. Second, some beliefs hold you back. And number three, you can upgrade your beliefs. It's helpful to know, right? And here's an example that he gave that was really resonated with me. He talked about his dog that he has, and for some time, he loved the dog. Dog was a little hyper. Anytime a door opens, the dog runs away, runs through the neighborhood. So he has to go chase it down, middle of the night, it's got to go and out in his pajamas and look for the dog. So he discovered this invisible fence idea, which we're all familiar with, and put it around your yard, and it's kind of an invisible fence, and put something around the collar around the dog, and it gives them, a little vibrating deal. It doesn't hurt the dog, but it's a signal that lets the dog know where the fence is underground, kind of thing, one of those electronic signals. And he said after the fence was set up, he stood outside where the fence was, the invisible fence was. He stood outside. Turn my computer off there so it won't ding anymore. So as he was standing outside the fence, he had a treat, and he called the dog, and the dog basically just looked at him and said, nope, not doing that. And so in essence, what was happening is the dog had a belief now that was ingrained, and you could call it a limited belief, a limiting belief. Now, you think about that. That's pretty powerful. How many times is our past experience ingrained an invisible fence in our head that causes us not to set goals beyond that invisible fence? That's pretty powerful. So what do you do? What do you do with that? Well, first of all, you have to name the limiting beliefs. You write them down. Let me write down everything that may be limiting my ability to move forward. What is that? What are those limiting beliefs? And then you change them to what he calls liberating truths. In other words, how do you change the narrative of that? And you really just convert the limiting belief to a liberating truth. I'll give you an example. I might say, I'm too old. I'm too old to start a new business. and shouldn't be doing that at my age for whatever reason. That's a limiting belief. A liberating truth might be where I would change this to say, you know what, I have a lot of wisdom and experience that I might be able to share with others to help because of, you know, the leadership opportunities I've had. So you see, we just moved the, hey, I'm too old to, wait a minute, you know, I have a lot of things because of that experience in my age that would be a benefit. Another, we've all done this, right, where we say, I can't do that. Can't do this. And so we need to change that liberating truth to be, you know what, maybe I can't do it because I've never really rolled up my sleeves and tried to do it. It's just in my head. So you want to convert those limiting beliefs to liberating truths. So that was one. Second is this idea of completing the past. So completing the past, not resonating in the past, not hanging out in the past, not, you know, wallowing around in the past, which some of us have a tendency to do, but to complete the past. And the first thing that comes to my mind is this idea of a story loop. As a StoryBrand certified guide, we talk about story loops a lot. You know, when you watch a TV show, a series, and at the end of the series, they show you previews for the next week's episode, that's opening a story loop, which basically means the only way I can close it is to watch that episode. So that's why they do that. So in this situation, though, if we have a story loop in our past, if we don't complete it, if we don't go back and reflect on it and complete that, it perhaps can continue to nag us and restrict us, our abilities, as we move forward. So have to complete the past. Here's three bullets you might want to write down. First of all, state what you wanted to happen. Number two, state what actually happened. And number three, learn from the experience. And you know what's going to happen? When you state what happened and what actually happened, the difference between those two, that gap, is going to be a blind spot. Most likely, that's going to be evidence for you to identify a blind spot. So we have to spend that time of reflection on the past. That's what we did today. We kind of laid that foundation. We have to go backwards before we can move forward. So we have to spend time in the past or we're not going to be able to successfully move forward. Here's a couple of things about New Year's resolutions. I'll kind of go back to this. I jotted this down. Only 8% are successful with New Year's resolutions. And then here's another thing that I didn't know. I knew the percentage was low, but here's kind of interesting. The average person sets the resolution 10 times. In other words, they set the resolution, they fail. They set the same resolution, they fail. They set the same resolution, they fail. Up to 10 times. Pretty interesting. So reviewing the past is helpful to make sure that tomorrow is not the same as yesterday. All right, here's a couple of quotes I thought you might jot down. I thought they were interesting. I didn't write down who said them. I probably should have. I'll clarify, it wasn't me. And these weren't Michael Hyatt either, but he had the authors up there who said them, but I just didn't get those jotted down. First of all, failure is never permanent. It's just feedback, right? In other words, failure doesn't define us, kind of who we are going forward. It just provides feedback. Pretty interesting. Here's another one. Impossible is not a fact. It's just an opinion, excuse me. Impossible is not a fact. It's just an opinion. Here's one. Your future does not equal your past. That's a pretty good one. And then last, we live forward, but we understand backward. You know, that hindsight's 20/20 thing. Unfortunately, when we see clearly in the back, sometimes instead of learning from that, we choose to just wallow around in it and stay in the past. And obviously that's not healthy. So today was a good day. It was good. I highly encourage you to do that. Michael Hyatt has a book called Your Best Year Ever. I'd encourage you to read. I listened to it actually in the past week on Audible. But I encourage you. I highly recommend it. It was really good. And if you're it's new, still early in January, still have time, but it might be something that's relevant for you. Get rid of those New Year's resolutions and turn them into goals. Start by laying the foundation, looking at the past. Tomorrow, we actually write our goals. So we'll see. I'll update you on that at the end of the day tomorrow. But today, I would classify it as a great day that I enjoyed, got some good notes and some good foundation laid, and I'm ready tomorrow to roll up my sleeves and start putting pen to paper and mapping out the goals for the year. And then I think the next day we spend time talking about how we execute them so that we don't run out of gas and so that we have a plan to see them through as we go throughout the year. So that's the recap for today. Hope you enjoyed that. And tomorrow I'll try to do it at the end of the day as well. And hopefully I had a little energy here. It was a long day, but hopefully you got something out of that. And if you'll follow this tomorrow, I'll give you an update on that as well. Now, to end, let me encourage you to do this if you're listening to this. Go to the Discover Blind Spots podcast. Discover Blind Spots podcast. Discover Blind Spots website, and go to the resources tab on the top side there and click on subscribe. And the reason you would do that is I will now, if you do that, I'll be able to send you every time I post a new podcast or a new blog post or whatever, which it's not every day, it's maybe once a week, I'll send you an email with the link directly to it. So you don't have to go search, you don't have to remember, you don't have to say, well, let me go check and see if he's put something out lately. You'll know that you'll get an email with that information. So that's today. I'll give you more information tomorrow. At the end of the day, I'll give you a recap. Go to the website and subscribe. And until tomorrow, have a good evening.